current state on 90.5 WKAR. Shots were falling in rapid succession for both the MSU and Minnesota women's teams at the Breslin Center yesterday, and current sports host Al Martin was there for the clash. A lot of offense yesterday.
That's an understatement, Mark, right? How you doing, my man?
I am doing well. It's nice to have you here today. Yesterday was also the 400th victory of Susie Merchant's coaching career. We'll get to that a little bit more after we talk about all of this offense. Ariel Powers had a significant offensive achievement yesterday afternoon. How was the Spartan offense able to dominate yesterday's play?
Well, I tell you what, that was just an offensive explosion by not only Michigan State, but Minnesota as well. It was probably, Mark, the most entertaining game that I've seen from the MSU women's basketball team in the years I've been covering them. And I'm sure we'll get to the unbelievable performance by not only Ariel Powers and Tori Jankowska, but Rachel Bannum in just a second. But Ariel Powers, I mean, she's been doing this all year, really, Mark. I mean, she's a scoring juggernaut. There's not many ways that Ariel can't score when she has the basketball. I mean, she has a great first step. She can dribble drive. Her jump shot is so pure. We even saw, and it's rare to see Ariel really get off from the three-point line, but she was fantastic from deep yesterday as well. She went 5 of 14. And, you know, it's so crazy, though, Mark, because you bring up the milestone that she had in that game. She was actually 1 point away from tying the single game scoring record for the Michigan State women's basketball team. She went to the free throw line. She had two free throws to tie the record and then possibly to take the lead. Mark, she missed both of them. And I talked to her directly after the game. I'm like, Ariel, did you know that you were 1 point away from tying the record and possibly could have broken the record?
Did she know?
She had no. You should have seen her face when I brought it up, because I was the only one that brought it up, and she just kind of said, "No, are you kidding me?" She was completely devastated. But a spectacular performance nonetheless. I mean, 40 points for and then Tori Jankowska. She was the other catalyst for Michigan State, if you will. I mean, 24 points for her, 15 assists. And this game was particularly important for her, Mark, because Tori Jankowska has really struggled in the later stretch of the three games prior to this one against Minnesota. Just struggling, trying to find out her shot, and just in a funk, if you will. And talking with her after, I mean, you know, her coming out and having 24 and 15, ideally a double-double here, you know, she felt as though in the other games prior to this one, she was just thinking too much. She was just thinking too much and just kind of, you know, not finding a groove. Had to do with more mentally than her play itself, if you will, Mark.
And how was Rachel Bannum of Minnesota able to drop 52 on MSU?
Mark, now that had to be the most impressive offensive performance I have ever seen up close. Rachel Bannum is one of the best and arguably the best player in women's college basketball right now. Mark, she had 60 points last week. That actually tied an NCAA single-game record in women's basketball. Mm. So much so that she dined the attention of Kobe Bean Bryant, one of the greatest basketball players to ever play. He's on his farewell tour right now.
Yeah.
Kobe tweeted her not once but twice, and it just so happens that is her favorite basketball player. So it was funny. She was talking about it yesterday, how she was reading the tweet from Kobe, and she was just shaking. She had a game winner against Iowa last week as well. But what's so interesting, she had 60 points last week, Mark. That game went into double overtime. This was 52 yesterday at the Breslin in regulation. So if think if that game would have went into double overtime yesterday. I mean, she could have cracked 70.
Yeah.
I mean, and what's so interesting about Rachel Bannum is that she can score in so many ways. Particularly, her jump shot is the purest I've seen in person. Many people call her the female Steph Curry. Steph Curry, you know, a basketball player for the Golden State Warriors who's tearing up right now in the NBA. But her shot. What makes it so interesting, Mark, is that she can pull up from anywhere on the court, and her release and her shot is so quick that it doesn't matter. She just needs a little space to get that thing off, and it's kaput. She's unbelievable. Unbelievable performance from her yesterday.
This was, again, of course, also the 400th win of Coach Susie Merchant's career. MSU now stands at 20-7 and 11-5 in the Big Ten. Let's spend a minute talking about the Michigan-Maryland men's game. Michigan came roaring back but still fell 86-82. Will the bubble burst for Michigan's NCAA tournament hopes now?
This team is certainly on the bubble, Mark. And what's so interesting about that game against Maryland yesterday was that, or over the weekend, I should say, is that, you know, Michigan, this is the first time in the 9-year tenure of John Beilein that Michigan has scored more than 80 points and lost. It was certainly an offensive explosion from this team. Mark Donnell had a great game, Derek Walton Jr. They need another signature win, in my opinion. They have Northwestern coming up. They cannot lose to Northwestern. That has to be a gimme for them. But for me, I think that signature win for them to be solidified in the NCAA tourney is I think they have to beat Wisconsin. But it's interesting. I'm looking up here on USA Today. They have their early bracketology set out right now.
Okay.
They actually have Michigan slated as a number 10 seed in the NCAA tourney right now.
Hmm.
So I guess what they've done earlier on in the year has been, I guess, enough to put them in. I'm not putting them in right now. Caris LeVert still being injured. I don't know if he'll ever come back as the year rolls along here. That is certainly going to hurt this team. But I think they need one more signature win to solidify a spot in the tourney, Mark.
And we got 30 seconds is all the time we've got left. Bracketologize here a little bit more for us regarding the Big Ten teams, for example.
Well, as far as, you know, the Iowas and the Marylands of the world, those are certainly slated teams that are going to be in the tourney. And very interesting, right now I'm hearing that Michigan State, granted, if they finish the tourney strong, the season strong and have a good showing out in the Big Ten tournament, I think Michigan State could be as high as a number 2 seed here, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe that. If they finish strong, though, and it's granted nothing, no hiccups happen. But, you know, the Iowas and the Michigan States and the Marylands of the world are certainly in. But it's those fringe teams like Michigan that are going to be very interesting to watch as we hit the final stretch here.
We'll keep an eye on it with help from Al Martin, the host of Current Sports, every weekday at 1 p.m. on AM 870. Thank you, Al.
Hey, thank you, Mark.